So, yeah. How old are you?
I'm 22.
What is your current occupation?
I'm student. I'm exchange student in Linköping, so I'm studying in
So,
Germany.
what do you study? What's your major?
I'm studying computer science.
So, do you have any experience working with an IT or with computers?
Yes and no, because I have never worked for a company, but I had a lot of projects and some internships with companies in IT.
All right. So, do you have an interest in computers?
Yes.
All right. So, how often do you use a computer?
I use a computer 6 to 8 hours every day.
And for what purpose do you usually use the computer?
I use the computer for socializing and for working and for normal business stuff as planning and organizing my life.
All right. So, who do you think poses a threat to you in terms of computer and/or information security?
I think professional internet people who want to have my data, so people who send phishing mails, who try to break passwords on the internet by trying out supports as trying to break my router from outside at home. Also, I think there's a threat that if I l my computer is stolen, that somebody is getting the data. Next thing is that companies are trying to get my data and try to sell it to advertisement industry. And the last thing is that there is a high interest in foreign secret services, which want to know about experienced people with computers. So they aim for administrators of computer systems, and I am part of a computer system, so I'm especially aimed on emails, on
Yeah, very good and extensive answer. So, you talked about this a bit in answering that, but why do you think you would be the target of an attack, and what type of attack?
I think I would be as I take the last point, the secret services because if they have a password or have the access to my data, so maybe also my passwords, then they can get into the computer system I manage and shut it down if necessary, but most probably they won't shut it down. They want just to get information about the users I manage. So,
So, do you actively take any precautions in order to secure yourself against computer intrusion?
I encrypt my own device. This is a precaution for a device which is stolen, which is taken away from me. I take serious passwords for my computer systems. I never take a password twice. I encrypt the containers I have important data on. I'm what else?
I mean, that's a pretty extensive answer.
Yeah.
Maybe. So if we move on to a bit more scenario-like questions.
Yeah.
If we say that you notice a mail has been sent from your email account, but you were not the person who sent it, what do you think may have happened?
I think somebody overtook or got my password, would be the most probable way. But also, as I, that's the only way I had experience with it, I would expect somebody else fooled me. Because I have friends which tried to, I didn't lock my session somewhere, and then send an email with my account. This is what happened to me. But I think the most probably probable thing is that somebody have my password or has stolen a token to a session of email service.
So why do you think someone may do something like that? Why do you think that may have happened?
For the first reason, to fool me, it's to warn me about the risk, to always lock my session. And the second thing is, because if they have the login information, they can just log in as they want, as they need. And if they think I'm dangerous or some people of my network are dangerous, they can get the information. I don't think that there is a risk that my that they want to make money from me, because I don't deliver some passwords or something like this. But maybe the people who want to have it try to get information about it. But I don't think that is the risk.
So how do you choose a password? When do you feel a password is sufficiently secure?
Okay, there is in a free software called PVGen, and I use normally take PVGen with 16 signs, and this PVGen generates random passwords by the secure
salt. So you use software that manages your passwords for you. So
No. Rich generates
it passwords. It generates passwords.
Yeah, I don't. I also use a password management system where the passwords are stored in a encrypted container, and I can unlock it and lock it.
Okay, all right. So if we have another scenario here, let's say you notice that someone has changed the password of your account on some random unimportant forum.
Yeah.
How do you think that may have happened?
I think one point could be that somebody the most probably way is that somebody who had anyway my password changed it. So the provider always has the force to change passwords. So it could be done by a fault of him, so maybe he lost his root password. And another way is that somebody looked onto my screen while I was typing or I was copying or something like this my password and saw it then. But I don't think that's probably probable. And maybe I used the unsafe connection. I mean, there is always three risks. I believe the connection, the provider side, and my side.
Yeah. So what would you do in response to a hypothetical event like that?
This depends a lot on the accounts. So more serious accounts are protect. I would try to rescue my data. And try to shut down first the things and try to use it offline and analyze the attack. So I want to be sure what was the problem. Most probably I will update the system. I will change configs if I find the problem there. And I will analyze which data was lost.
So let's say you receive an email that contains a link from a friend who normally does not send emails. How do you react? What do you do?
As I would say, I would open the link, I think, because I would use anyway sandbox, so it's not the risk that the usual Trojan horses can do something serious. So I'm not that vulnerable to this kind of intrusion. So I would mostly trust it.
Yeah. So, would it have made any difference if it was, say, a Facebook or Skype message instead of an email?
These internet platforms are always a bit different, because sometimes with such stuff they can overtake your session. I heard this for Facebook, and there I would be more cautious.
All right. Yeah. So, how do you think computer intrusion happens?
Mostly, I think it's on such platforms, as you mentioned. I think a lot of stuff is going on with scam, spam. And they hope that you click on something and do something actively. But there's always also a big threat of not spam you see, but not visible threats to you. So you always are exposed to a threat if you are in an open network, open Wi-Fi. So I think there are certain Wi-Fis especially in towns, which scam, for example, public data room, and try to get login information that way, and just offer a free Wi-Fi, and for true they track what you're doing on the open Wi-Fi.
So why do you think computer intrusion happens?
Because there is a market. If you have certain kind of information about people, you can make money with it and sell it, for example, to the police, to people who want to take you down or want to get money from you by the data they have. But most probably, I think it goes to the secret services. I think the secret services have their own hackers which try to intrude you, but there's also a big market of people who buy them just to make money from attacks then.
So what do you think of the hacking that you usually see in TV series or in movies?
Yeah, it's mostly funny. It's because there's always black screen and green letters. I don't think that's the way hacking is done. Hackers are well paid people. They have quite good tools. I think what it's wrong about hackers is that they always show that one hacker is hacking one computer, and the real thing is that one hacker is hacking thousands of computers. And also, I think there is often a group of hackers, so people who try to get if you, I mean, it's always or there's a difference between people trying to get thousands of aims, or group of people want to get one aim as overtaking a big company, as it happened to Sony or some other big companies, and they try to analyze the network from inside and from outside. I mean, helpful is often that there is some information about the insides system, and so I think it's a big it's a group of hackers, if at all, and it's wrong that they write scripts instead of hacking something into their console.
So, do you have any own thoughts on the matter or anything you'd like to add?
I couldn't think about something.
All right. So, one last question. Is it okay if I use this audio file, or do you want me to transcribe it to text?
What would be the difference?
I will either upload just this
For
audio
your
file.
thesis.
Yeah. Or I will transcribe it into text. So you're going to be anonymous aside from your voice.
Okay, then I'm not anonymous. But I think shouldn't be a problem that I'm on voice.
Okay, thank you.